And in that the angel of death comes and knocks his door, then he's on his journey to his Allah. So this is fortunate for that person for whom Allah Pak has written Hidayat, and for whom Allah has written A'mal Saliha in the last portion of his life. Allah make us among those fortunate people who have the ability of covering up for the wrong that we have done in our past and spending the balance of our time to make the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so that it can enable us at the time of death and in the subsequent stages after death. قِيلَ لَهَ دَخُلِ الصَّرْحَ Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam then built a pond of water, beautiful clean water, and in this water there were all types of fish. And above this water he put a glass, see-through glass, and it was so clear and so clean that no one would know that there's a glass above the water until and unless informed. Otherwise the water was so noticeable and it was so clear and so vivid that a person would be convinced that there's absolutely nothing, and if you want to go across you will have to either swim or take another way. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam sat on the one side of the pond was in between. And as I mentioned, blue clean water, and in this there are fish swimming, and above that is this thin glass. Allah had given him this kingdom. What have the people of today got? What dunya have the people of today got? Absolutely nothing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told the Meccans also, وَمَا بَلَغُوا مِعْشَارَ مَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ Allah says, you don't possess one-tenth of what I gave the people that came before you. مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا لَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَكُمْ وَأَرْسَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِدْرَارًا We had given them such power, مَكَّنَّاهُمْ that you can't even think of such power. أَرْسَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِدْرَارًا We used to give them beneficial rains. Allah speaks about one nation in the 14 Juz of the Quran. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ Allah says it was a beautiful tribe. They had abundance of everything. They had health, they had wealth. But unfortunately, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ They were ungrateful to the bounties of Allah. فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ Allah made them taste hunger in this dunya, and Allah made them undergo fear in this dunya. بِمَا كَانُوا يَسْنَعُونَ Not because of any oppression from Allah's part, but because they were asking for conditions of this nature. So Allah, in fact, this very same Bilqis, she came from a place called Saba. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the nation of Saba in the 22nd Juz of the Quran. لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ Indeed, they lay great signs in the dwellings of the people of Saba. جَنَّتَانِ عَنْ يَمِينٍ وَشِمَالٍ Gardens on the right and on the left. The only thing that Allah wanted from these people was, كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ Eat from the provisions of Allah and thank Allah. بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌ غَفُورٌ اچھا شہر اور بخشنے والا خدا Beautiful place and a forgiving Allah. But unfortunately, they oppressed themselves. So Allah opened the doors of those dams, those walls, and the water came and floods destroyed that entire nation. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam told her to cross and to come by Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. قِيلَ لَهَ دَخُلِ السَّرْحَ It was told to her, enter. فَلَمَّا رَأَتْهُ حَسِبَتْهُ لُجَّةً وَكَشَفَتْ عَنْ سَاقَيْهَا She was unaware that this was glass. This was also a miracle of Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. Like it is anyone, if someone comes to our madrasa, then we would like to show the best of our students. If someone comes to our business, we show our business. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam was a king. She was a king. Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, of course, without an iota of pride. The idea of Sulaiman alayhi salam was to bring this woman closer to Allah. Nothing else. Our idea, Allah forgive, is to make convince this person ke bhai aapre motta manas che. Apre koi che bhai. Dola jalla jalalu rehen ammana walugu. We are also sahibi anwar, people with money, people who have some value. Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam's idea wasn't that. Was to bring this woman closer to Allah. That this is the kingdom that Allah had given me, but this kingdom has kept me simple and I'm in the ibadat of Allah, I'm turning to Allah, I don't worship the sun. So, فَلَمَّا رَأَتْهُ حَسِبَتْهُ لُجَّةً وَكَشَفَتْ عَنْ سَاقَيْهَا So when she seen the water and she was commanded to cross, she started lifting her trousers. And a portion of her leg was exposed. Because she thought, like just like when a person has to go put his foot into water and he doesn't know how deep it is, then initially we're going to roll our trousers up, put the foot in and then roll it up more, and accordingly if you have to swim or whatever the case may be. But as soon as you put your foot in the water, you're going to roll your trouser. So exactly the Quran says, وَكَشَفَتْ عَنْ سَاقَيْهَا. She rolls it up. قَالَ إِنَّهُ سَرْحٌ مُمَرَّدٌ مِّن قَوَارِيرٌ. Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Usmani rahmatullah alayhi writes two things were to be highlighted to her. That you had pride regarding your intelligence. Let us tell you, this is your intelligence. You can't differentiate that there's glass here or there's water here. You can't even make out that. So what were you boasting about your dunya? You can't even make out this. And number two, the kingdom that Allah has given me is not kasbi. It is not from insan. This is from Allah. If you want the kingdom of this nature, then bring this iman. Allah will give you. قَالَ إِنَّهُ صَرْحٌ مُمَرَّدٌ مِّن قَوَارِيرٌ. This is glass. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. How the Quran now presents. It is mind-boggling. The mind cannot fathom the jami'iyat of the Quran and the fasahat of the Quran. The Quran now brings it to this point. Sulaiman on one side of the pond in between, Bilqis on the other side, the thousands of the ministers there, accepted, she's going to accept Iman. Now it is the final time to cross this pond. As she crosses this pond, and she comes to Sulaiman alayhi salam to accept Iman, what does she mention?
قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي وَأَسْلَمْتُ مَعَ سُلَيْمَانَ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Oh Allah, most definitely, without an iota of doubt, without a shadow of doubt, I have oppressed myself in many ways. And at this very same moment, in this very same point, I bring Iman on you, oh Allah, with Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, on that Allah, who is the Lord, Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of the entire world and all the worlds. On our safar from America now recently, we went to Barbados. So there they took us to the submarine, took us in the submarine in the ocean, underwater 130 feet. Allahu Akbar. When a person goes deep down in that water, the mind cannot fathom what creation of Allah. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Thousands of fish. Wallah, with no exaggeration, thousands of fish. And the beauty part of it is different colors, different sizes, and moving in different direction, and it's crystal clear. And if we only find the fish moving in groups, the schools of fish, 100 in one direction, 100 in one direction, 100 in a different direction, it is such a beautiful sight. And when insan is under there, as though he is away from this dunya, and there is a different dunya under the water completely. At that time, this ayat flashed through my mind, which Allah says in the Quran, and which we read every day, but we don't understand. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise belongs to Allah, who is the Lord of all the worlds. We look at our world and we think this is everything. How many other worlds are existing, or how many other creations of Allah, who Allah alone knows, and it is only in the ilm of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. This woman, fortunate enough, Iman was written for her. She acknowledges the oneness of Allah, and she says, oh my Lord, I have oppressed myself, and in the presence of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, I have brought Iman. The incident of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam terminates here in this particular chapter, although the surah does not come to an end. One point that many a times people have posed to me on this particular story is that was the nikah of Bilqis performed to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam or not? This is not found in any authentic narration. In fact, many tafasir have not even discussed this. Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi, according to his investigation and his narrations, which he has quoted in his tafsir, that this nikah did take place, and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam kept her on her particular kingdom, and he used to visit her, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed her with Iman, and she was then the wife of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. But as I mentioned, this is not any authentic narration. One, two other points I would like to mention pertaining to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Just as Allah ta'ala had given him this kingdom, and this was a miracle of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his death also was very unique. This also was a miracle from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. His lifespan was very short. His lifespan, according to the quotation of Jalalain, was only 53 years. Which was a very short lifespan, especially in those days when the lifespan was very long. I mean, when we study the incident of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, who lived for over 1,000 years. Only his da'wah period was 950 years. Allah's fazl, when we were in Jordan, we had the opportunity to go and visit the Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam's grave as well. So, the incident of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses in the 22nd juz of the Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, فَلَمَّا قَضَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتَ مَا دَلَّهُمْ عَلَى مَوْتِهِ إِلَّا دَابَّةُ الْأَرْضِ تَأْكُلُ مِنْ سَأَتَهُ فلما خر تبينت الجن ان لو كانوا يعلمون الغيب ما لبثوا في العذاب المهين. He had commanded the jinnat to, they were busy in the construction of Baytul Muqaddas. And he gave them some instructions to carry on with the building of Baytul Muqaddas. And he was standing on one side, resting on his asa, on his stick, and he was making his ibadat in seclusion, which was the practice of the various Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam prior to Nabuwat. Especially, he used to go in Ghari Hira, and for many days he used to sit there and he used to communicate. And of course, his, according to as the ulama have written, his heart was being prepared for this great Quran that was to descend. Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam was standing there, and the jinnat were busy in the construction of Baytul Maqdis, which is the third most auspicious place in Islamic history. After Haramain, then comes Baytul Muqaddas. In the process, it was time for him to leave the dunya. Subhanallah, when it is time to leave this world, whoever, whenever, on his appointed time, while he was standing there, resting on the stick of his, it was time for him to pass away, he left this world. Now, he was resting on the stick, his soul was taken out, but his body did not collapse, and he kept on resting on the stick. And the jinnat were under the impression that he is still looking at us, so they kept on working. Kevin, I said, Joto che. Our leader is looking at us, so we came, amre watna karta. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam is looking at us, so now we have to keep on working. فَلَمَّا قَضَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتَ مَا دَلَّهُمْ عَلَى مَوْتِهِ إِلَّا دَابَّةُ الْأَرْضِ. Allah says, مَا دَلَّهُمْ عَلَى مَوْتِهِ. Nothing informed them of the demise of Sulaiman apart from the insect of the earth which was feeding on the stick of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَمَّا مَا دَلَّهُمْ عَلَى مَوْتِهِ إِلَّا دَابَّةُ الْأَرْضِ تَأْكُلُ مِنْ سَأَتَهُ. Eating from the stick of Sulaiman alayhi salam. فَلَمَّا خَرَّ. They started eating from the floor till the time came when that stick was finished. When that stick was finished, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam fell. فَلَمَّا خَرَّ. When Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam fell, تَبَيَّنَتِ الْجِنُّ. Immediately the jinnat knew, أَن لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ الْغَيْبَ مَا لَبِثُوا فِي الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينَ. That no one is the knower of unseen other than Allah. No one has the knowledge of unseen. Allah has given us the knowledge of the skies because it is the permission of Allah. But when Allah wants to hide something from us, then something that is happening in our neighborhood we are unaware of. And at the same time, it is an indication that the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam was not kasbi but was ata'i. In other words, this kingdom was not developed by himself, but it was the order of Allah. So it existed as long as Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was there. If this army was developed by Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, then the talent that was in this army would maintain or would remain even after the demise of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. They had strength to carry a palace from point A to point B. You tell me they don't know of the demise of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So this was from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sahib al-Jalalain writes, how long did Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam rest on the stick? I quote the words of Sahib al-Jalalain. He writes that he stood holding the stick for 1 year. How was this understood that he stood for 1 year? Sahib al-Jalalain writes this, Wallahu A'lam, this is the tafsir, I'm quoting what the reference where I found this. He says that the insect that was eating on that particular stick, so much was being eaten a day. So when this was calculated, that if this amount was eaten daily, and the stick is so long, that gives you the calculation that they were eating for 1 year. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Everything is in the control of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Anyhow, as we end with this incident of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam in Bilqis, she was fortunate that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed her with iman, and she brought iman. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to also inculcate within us these qualities of shukr that was found in Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to benefit from these durus of the Quran. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala instill within us the love of the Quran, the muhabbat of the Quran. And may Allah make us from amongst the Ahl Quran. And may Allah give us the ability to read this holy scripture day in and day out. And may Allah make this, Allahumma اجعل القرآن حجة لنا لا علينا. May the Quran an evidence in favor of us on the day of Qiyamah and not against us.
من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث.
Respected listeners, I think we all are quite well acquainted with this chapter. It is a very commonly read surah in our salah, and most of us have memorized the surah as well. The surah was revealed in Mecca, consisting of 11 ayat. In the surah, as we will discuss, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives the entire creation three great advices. Allah commences the surah by taking an oath. Allah mentions, وَالضُّحَى, I take an oath of the morning light, that is after sunrise. Thereafter Allah takes another oath. Now one very important point to bear in mind is that if insan takes an oath, then we know naturally that what is to follow after the oath will be of utmost importance, and there won't be a shadow of doubt in what insan is saying. Why? Because when saying he took an oath, he took a qasam, we accept his word. Now knowing very well that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا, whether Allah takes an oath or not, in his speech there isn't an iota of doubt. Repeatedly, then too Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has taken on various occasions oaths of different things in the Quran. For example, Allah mentions, وَالذَّارِيَاتِ ذَرْوَى فَالْحَامِلَاتِ وِقْرَى فَالْجَارِيَاتِ يُسْرَى. In this ayat kareema, Allah takes the oath of the various winds. Now from this one can clearly understand the importance of what is going to be discussed. Allah, in whose every word there isn't a shadow of doubt and he utters nothing but the truth, then to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is taking an oath, which should convince us and make us understand with what yaqeen and with what conviction Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is mentioning this. So what does Allah say? وَالضُّحَى, I take an oath by the light of the morning. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, an oath of the night when it darkens and it covers everything and light disappears. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى, your Lord has not forsaken you, O Muhammad, and neither is he displeased with you, neither does he dislike you. What actually has happened in Tirmidhi Sharif, there is one hadith narrating the very same incident, that after the revelation of the surah Iqra, there was a period of time wherein revelation did not come down. So the kuffar came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said that we no more see your friend Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. And she said that shaitan, na'udhu billah, referring to the park and the pure creation of Jibreel, we no more seeing him coming down with revelation. So is it that your Allah is upset with you, and your Allah dislikes you, and your Allah has left you? What is the reason that we no more see wahi coming? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saddened for a moment, because wahi did not come for a period of 15 days on the narration of Sahib Jalalain rahmatullah alayhi. So Allah takes an oath, قسم والضحى والليل إذا سجى, I take an oath of the morning and I take an oath of the night. ما ودعك ربك وما قلى, O Muhammad, I have not left you, we are with you. Don't feel that because wahi did not come we are upset with you. In every action of Allah there lies wisdom. Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Usmani rahimahumullah writes in his authentic tafsir that Allah has first taken the qasam of the night, then Allah has taken the qasam of darkness, indicating in this Allah mentions that just as there is wisdom in light, there is wisdom in darkness also. It doesn't mean when light disappears, when darkness comes, light won't come back. Likewise, Allah says there was a period of time when wahi was coming, there was good in that also. And there's a period of time that wahi is not coming, there is good in that also. Let not the speech of people upset you, O Nabi of Allah. Like the poet says, إِنْ عَابَ النَّاسُ مَقَالَتِي فَلَيْسَ قَوْلُهُمْ بِي يَضِيرُ قَدْ قِيلَ أَنَّ الْقُرْآنَ سِحْرُ وَمَا يَقُولُ الرَّسُولُ زُورُ. I have compiled a poem, and if people want to mock at my poem, they can mock and they can laugh. They said that the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were the words of a fortune teller, and they said that the words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala were fabricated. إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. So when Allah and His Nabi were not exempted from the evil attacks of insan, then where can this poem of this humble person be exempted from the evil attacks of insan?
So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala consoles Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma wadda'aka rabbuka wa ma qala. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your Lord has not left you and your Lord has not made enmity with you. Allah mentions in the Quran, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجِهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded to face Baytul Muqaddas, and prior to that he was facing Makkah, and now in his heart the desire was to face Makkah. So repeatedly he used to look at the skies. That contact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Jibreel, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Oh Muhammad, we used to see repeatedly, you used to turn your gaze towards the sky. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. We will turn you to that Qibla which you desire. This was the contact that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Jibreel and Wahi and Revelation. So it was in this short period of time that Wahi did not come. For some wisdom Allah knows best. It was on this occasion that the kuffar accelerated their efforts and they started making evil remarks that na'udhu billah, na'udhu billah, Allah has left Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected listeners, one thing to remember, everyone can turn us down. And remember, there's one being that will never turn you down, that is Allah. Don't place your reliance on anyone but Allah. If our tawakkul is on Allah, وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, Allah will become sufficient for us. Umar radiallahu anhu told his son, وَمَن تَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَفَاهُ, that person who places his trust on Allah, Allah becomes sufficient for him. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبَدَ, Allah says, am I not sufficient for my servant? نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ, I am the best guardian, turn to me. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, that person who will fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah will guide him, protect him. Qatada rahmatullah alayhi mentions, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ مَعَهُ, that person who fears Allah, Allah will be with him. وَمَن يَكُنِ اللَّهُ مَعَهُ فَمَعَهُ الْفِئَةُ الَّتِي لَا تُغْلَبْ وَالْحَارِسُ الَّذِي لَا يَنَامْ وَالْهَادِ الَّذِي لَا يَظِلْ, that person who has Allah with him, he has such an army that will never face defeat. وَالْحَارِسُ الَّذِي لَا يَنَامْ, such a bodyguard that never sleeps and who is in perpetual security. وَالْهَادِ الَّذِي لَا يَظِلْ, and he has such a leader that never makes an error. So O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will never do you down. And respected listeners, for us also, let us place our trust and our tawakkul in Allah and none other than Allah. Remember, people can take oaths in this dunya, but on when the time comes and when the difficulty comes, then we know how many stare and how many turn their backs towards us. Let us place our trust on Allah. Allah will never do any of his creation down, provided you turn to him with sincerity. What does Allah then consoles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ, and verily O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the year after is better for you, and خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ, better than the present, better than this dunya. In other words, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perhaps in this dunya you will have to hear on several occasions undesirable statements, but nothing to worry. Let this not bring grief to you. The real life is the life of Akhirah. And we know we have prepared great things for you. It comes in the hadith when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be standing at the door of Jannah. لِوَاءُ الْحَمْدِ بِيَدِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, everyone will be under my banner. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا, when the jannatis will come to the door of Jannah, I will knock the door of Jannah. Ridwan, who is in charge of Jannah, will stand up and open the door. Then he will tell me, أُمِرْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَلَّا أَفْتَحَ لِأَحَدٍ قَبْلَكَ وَلَا أَقُومَ لِأَحَدٍ بَعْدَكَ. O Nabi of Allah, I have been commanded not to open this door for anyone but you, and I have been commanded not to stand up in welcoming anyone but you. This honor has been reserved for you, that today you will open Jannah, and Allah will commence this great celebration of granting entry to his servants in the gardens of bliss forever and ever through the Mubarak hands of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O Nabi of Allah, this has been reserved for you, and Allah has prepared great things for you. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba Ikram were discussing, they were mentioning that we are so astonished. اتخذ الله خليلا, Allah has made a friend from his creation. كلم الله موسى تكليما, Allah has spoken with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It is so unusual. Isa ruhullah, Isa is the ruh of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam overheard this discussion. He comes out, "O my Sahaba, what you have uttered is correct. Inna Ibrahim Khalilullah. Verily Ibrahim is the friend of Allah. Musa has spoken to Allah. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the ruh of Allah. Wa ana Habibullah wala fakhr. And I am the beloved of Allah." The translation of Habib, wallah, this word of beloved cannot do justice to Habib. Habib is such a meaning that conveys such a meaning that besides Allah and Allah's Nabi, no one else knows. Ana Habibullah, I am the Habib of Allah. Wala fakhr, I am not saying this with pride, but this is the honor, this is the darja, this is the status that Allah has given to me. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nothing to worry. The kuffar will say what they want to. Remember, we have prepared akhirat for you, and we have prepared great things for you, and Jannat is awaiting your arrival. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرُضَى. Allahu Akbar, how beloved is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My respected listeners, we haven't understood who is the Nabi of Allah. Allah is consoling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one ayat after the other. If someone tells my son something and then he comes home crying, I say, "Bachu norar, tara papa tara hati che, utana waste ai mangawa, utane ta le jawa, I will buy you this, and I will buy you that, and I will buy you new clothes, I will take you to play with your friends, I will take you for a drive." Allah is consoling His Nabi via Jibreel in the final book. This will remain Quran till the day of Qiyamah. Those that will memorize the Quran, they will memorize those verses via which Allah is consoling His Nabi. How beloved isn't this Nabi to Allah, that Allah is consoling him. Allah takes an oath of the being of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَعَمْرُكَ إِنَّهُمْ لَفِي سَكْرَتِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Allah takes an oath of the Zat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. O Muhammad sallallahu, very soon your Lord will bestow you and endow you with so many things, فَتَرَضَى, till you will become pleased. Like when we bring something home and the children all get excited, I want first, then what we say, أَمُكَتَنَ إِكْلُو دَنَيَكَ پَچِي تَرْتِي كَوَاهِنِ. We'll give you so much, you won't know how to eat and you won't know when you will eat. Allah says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will give you in so much abundance and we will give you in great measures, فَتَرْضَى, then you will become pleased. When my Nabi was informed of this, and when Jibreel descends with this verse, what words come out from the Mubarak lips of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What does he say? O my Lord, if you promise to please me, then let me tell you in a very humble way, my pleasure lies, إِذَنْ لَا أَرْضَى وَوَاحِدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي فِي النَّارِ. Your Nabi will not be pleased as long as one of his followers are in Jahannam. Oh Allah, my pleasure lies in announcing the deliverance of the entire creation from the fire of Jahannam and granting them entry into Jannah. My pleasure lies in that. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came across this verse, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Oh Allah, if you punish them, they are your servants. Reading this ayah after Isha, tell Bilal radiallahu anhu called out the Adhan, "Oh my Lord, my pleasure lies in seeing my whole ummah in Jannah." Respected listeners, this is the condition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our attitude, we say it is nothing but a sunnah. Wallah, the statement is so disliked by Allah that if the sky collapse upon us, it is correct for it to happen. If because of the statement, earthquakes come in our towns and our countries and our societies and our villages, it is correct for it to happen. If droughts come on us, wallah, any calamity comes upon us, if we utter the statement, then it is correct and we deserve that, because this is such a statement that can make this earth collapse and can make this earth split. That zat, that one action of his was beloved by Allah. Repeatedly Allah consoles him, and our attitude, it is nothing but a sunnah. We know that garment that is in Woolworths, if one piece of cotton comes out of it, then Woolworths regards it below their dignity to sell that garment. Why? Because one piece of cotton is out, so now we can't sell that outfit. It goes to a different store. One piece of cotton has degraded that garment. Remember, my respected listeners, one sunnah was drop us in the esteem of Allah. One sunnah will take us further away from Allah. The closer we will come to Allah is by how much sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we implement into our lives. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then mentions to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. O Nabi of Allah, did we not find you an orphan, and then we gave shelter to you, we took care of you. Prior to the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his father Hazrat Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed away. At the age of 6, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost his beloved mother Hazrat Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha. At the age of 8, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost his grandfather. Thereafter he was brought in the company of his uncle, the father of Ali radiallahu anhu, Abu Talib, who went out of his way in comforting Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the bounties that he has showered upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Nabi of Allah, don't worry about what the kuffar are saying. See how we were kind to you, how merciful we were to you. No one taught Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anything, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave me more knowledge than the entire creation. Allahu Akbar. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed him with wahi.